You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7 The Beat.
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in an Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month, playing It's Never Over, Jeff Buckley, Angel-Headed Hipster, the songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Move Ya Body, The Birth of House, and Mutiny in Heaven, The Birthday Party. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Les of Tivoli, New York.
Question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
oh.
No, 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 no.
Question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no. The question is, will I do his will? And it's
yeah.
I was at home late one night. Lord asked me, would I do his will? I told him.
And the answer is yes.
Question is, when will Jesus return? I want you to know.
Soon. answer is real soon.
Now the questions are, will I ever leave you? Will I do you even? When will you return?
No.
Yes, beloved, the question is, will I ever leave him? And the answer is no, 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 no. Will I do his will? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, beloved, yes. Let us give each other a yes to the will of God. Amen. You know, God so loves us, beloved, and he just wants us to love on each other. Yes, he does. He wants us to recognize that we are created wonderfully and fearfully in the image of God. Regardless of our skin complexion, regardless of our gender genitals, he has created us in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. Amen. What's not to love about that? Well, this is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist. And this is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. Oh, Lord. Sometimes we got to dig deep, look hard for it. But there is a bright side somewhere. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. And that's why I come to share the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I come to share the music that speaks the message that I know. Amen. On the goodness of the Lord. You might have listened and heard in that song that he said Russia had invaded Afghanistan. Well, that lets you know how old that song is. Amen. But even since then, hallelujah, when God asked the question, the answer is still yes. Amen. How you doing? How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope that you are feeling the presence of the Lord is with you, because he made a promise when Jesus left. He said, I ain't leaving you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'll always be with you even to the end of the age. So, man, look for him. He's right there. And there is a bright side somewhere. I want to give you the lineup for today. No ordinary worship. We don't come for ordinary worship, right? We don't come to go through the motions. We come to get in the mood. No ordinary worship. Kalante Gavin, God Be Praised, Charles Jenkins, I've Got a Reason, Dorothy's Legacy by Hezekiah Walker, God Is My Everything, the Chicago Mass Choir, and He's Been Good, Kenny Lewis, One Voice featuring Charles Jenkins. So that's the lineup before I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. No ordinary worship. God Be Praised. I've Got a Reason. God Is My Everything. He's Been Good. Don't go nowhere. Y'all stay right here with me on WGXC. Why? Because I got the music. Hallelujah. With the message for your heart, your mind, and your soul.
Song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'm going to give them all I have. Come on, help me sing.
The God of service is greater than the ordinary. So I'm gonna give them all I have.
tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her time. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. Oh, this is what she said, y'all. She said, if I could only touch but the hem of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Moment. Come on, help me sing. Crucified for you and me. This man only wanted to make us free. Oh yes he did.
Oh yes he did.
Listen y'all. But in 3 days he rose with all power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 days he rose with all power.
The hand of God's all over me.
God be praised.
God did it.
Yes, he did it.
He did it.
Yes, he did it.
God has been so good to me, all I can say is, everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands. I'm blessed when I'm up and when I'm down.
God be praised.
God be praised.
God be praised.
God be praised.
We'll be right back. It's a song I want everybody to get into it. Young people, y'all can join us if you can. So watch me. Y'all gotta help me. Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it. We're gonna have good old church. Can I hear a little guitar? A little guitar, please. Come on. A little bass, please. All right, here we go.
Yes, God is my everything. If you had a doubt about it, let me shout it. God is my everything. Hey, how about you? Where you at? Well, right now, you're here with me on WGXC Acra, WGXC Acra Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC 90.7 FM. Oh, God, WGXC.org online. How about that? Anytime. You can go to our archive and you can listen in again. Yes, beloved, because that's what we do. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, listener-supported radio here for you. And this is the Gospel Hour. Yes, this is the Gospel Hour with me, Pastor Kim Singletary, Overcomer Ministries International Church in Hudson, New York. And we bring you the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC. And we are unapologetic and unashamed. God is my everything.
Put something on your mind.
From you, can I get a witness?
can't hold it, and God's been good to me. I can't hold it, and God's been good to me. Okay, I got to move on from there, huh? I can't hold it. God's been good to me. Praise be to God. I'm here in the land of living, and you are too. We topside up, and that's a good day. Nothing can happen in a day that together with God we can't handle. I know sometimes it feels that way. He said in his word, I won't put more on you than you can bear. And sometimes I ask God, whose criteria are you measuring by? But it's his own. And guess what? We're here. And so we're here as a witness that, yeah, we could bear it. We made it. We made it. Praise be to God. Listen, beloved, I want to share with you some thoughts this morning that I've had this week. And I'm really focused looking at or I want to reflect on the gospel according to Luke in chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. My thought for you and for me and for many today, could be every day really, is what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? All right. So in those two verses, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord, a year where, hallelujah, captives are set free. The blind open their eyes and now they see. Those who are bruised are healed. Hallelujah. Oh God, those who are brokenhearted have their hearts healed. Praise be to God. The Spirit and the power of God is able to do it in the lives of his people. And he showed that, demonstrated that, manifested that in the person of his incarnate self, hallelujah, we call Jesus, Son of God. You know, beloved, we've all heard people say they had the jewelry, the bracelets, the necklaces, right? The bumper stickers, WWDJ, WWW. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? WWJD. But, beloved, before we guess, let's check the receipts and look at what he did. Let's look at what he did, because Jesus didn't just walk on water. He walked into the fire of broken systems, political systems, cultural systems, societal systems, institutions. He walked into the fire of broken systems. He didn't just heal bodies. He healed dignity. When the woman at the well was written off, Jesus sat down, he looked her in the eyes, and he made her the first preacher in Samaria. When the woman was caught in adultery and was surrounded by men with stones, mind you, the man that she was caught with wasn't nowhere to be found. They didn't bring him to be stoned. They brought the woman with stones in their hands, ready to accuse and condemn her. And Jesus drew a line in the sand and said, not today. When Mary of Bethany sat where only men sit, he said, she chose the better part. Let her learn. Let her lead. And when resurrection morning came, he didn't run to kings or councils. He ran to women first and made them the first gospel messengers. Jesus restored dignity, status to women. Come on here, somebody. And you know, there are people trying to take us back from that. The devil is a liar. Jesus, what did he do? He cared about the marginalized, those who were pushed out, those who were pushed aside, the marginalized. He touched lepers where no one would touch them. He ate with tax collectors that no one would invite. He called children to the front when others tried to push them away. He let a bleeding woman reach for his robe in a crowd and called her a daughter, not an outcast. But there are people who are invested in just pushing people aside and pushing them out. But that's not what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? Jesus broke down systems. Systems that had men's minds bound, men's hearts bound, men's lives bound. He broke down systems. And when I talk about men, I'm talking about humans. I'm talking about humanity. I'm talking about you and me. He broke Sabbath rules that were set by people, men, hallelujah, but he broke those Sabbath rules and set a man's hands free. He was judged for that too, but that's what he did. When he went into the temple and he saw how they were just making it all about money, 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 he flipped tables because they had made the house of prayer a house for thieves. And when it came to worship, they had made the house of God a paywall. He tore down that system. He told the gatekeepers, you lead people with burdens and load them up with burdens that you don't even lift with a finger. He told the gatekeepers, he's talking to gatekeepers today, beloved, who load people down with heavy burdens. How are we going to pay our medical bills and our mortgages? How are we going to feed our families and go to work? How are we going to provide for our children and make sure they get a good education? How are we going to keep up with the cost of living while the rich get richer and the poor and the middle class get poorer? He's told the gatekeepers, you load people with these burdens and you don't lift a finger to help them. Well, let's just wait and see how it go. Just let us wait and see what he do. The devil is a liar. Jesus didn't just comfort the oppressed. He confronted the oppressor. That's what Jesus did. And here we are in America in 2025. And women are still fighting for safety and equality. Migrants are still being demonized. The poor are still being criminalized, and voices are still being silenced. And Jesus still says, follow me, follow me. So here's the call. Call from Jesus is that we protect the vulnerable. We don't just walk past the danger, but we are a shield. We restore dignity. We sit at tables with the people others avoid. We confront injustice and we use our voice, we use our vote, we use our presence, we use our time, we use our talents, we use our treasures to break the chains in this present day. What did Jesus do? He loved without limits. He lifted without prejudice. He liberated without apology. And now it's our turn, beloved. Not just to believe in him, but to live like him. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. What did Jesus do? I want to go and do likewise. How about you? Yes, beloved. Me too. And so we come with more music. Yes, we do, because that's what we do. We don't want to make it all hot and heavy for you. We come with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we got some more of that. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. He was given power, hallelujah, because of his obedience to God the Father, even to death on the cross, giving him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, even demons tremble and flee. At the name of Jesus, captives are set free. There's power in the name of Jesus. Ask me how I know. If it weren't so, I wouldn't tell it. but somebody else knows it too. A lot of people knows it, and this is all the way from Korea. This is Korean soul, and they're going to do the Rance Allen cover, Hallelujah, Something About the Name of Jesus. Ooh, Lord, let us hear our Korean brothers.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. He is the sweetest name. Hallelujah.
Some people say I'm crazy, but oh, I can't explain the power that I feel, yeah, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it just like the fire shut up in my bone. The Holy Ghost is moving.
Yeah, Korean soul is the sweetest name I know too. Power in that name for sure. Amen, beloved. Well, you know, we're winding up the hour and getting ready to, you know, get up on out of here, get into the rest of our Sunday service. I want to first say thank you, Brother Randall Martin, for filling in for me on Tuesday. I had some place that I needed to be, and so he took the Tuesday afternoon show for me. So thank you, Brother Randall. And he'll be back on this Tuesday with his regular scheduled time, and I will be back for the last two Tuesday afternoon shows. So I hope you join us there. I want to give a shout out to the State Street AME Zion Church here in Hudson under Pastor Darwin and Lady Abraham, who had their Family and Friends Day on yesterday, and they tell me it was a wonderful success. Certainly God blessed. The weather was just beautiful. If he had a better day, he kept it for himself. So glad for all those who came out to partake and share in that service to the community. And to God be the glory, getting our young people ready in the mind and the spirit to go back to school. Understand the Bliss Towers are having a black party next Saturday. Check that out. I don't have any information to share, but I heard it in the grapevine. And so, yes, beloved, you might want to if you're in the area, find out about that. A block party. How much fun is that? Labor Day weekend is coming up. Back to school is coming up. So we don't wait till then. You know, we are praying for our children, our administrators, our teachers, our staff, even now. Solicit your prayers for the City of Hudson School District as our most recent school superintendent, the first black woman to be the superintendent. She did such great work for our school district in so many areas. Numbers were up in the right ways and numbers down in the right ways. And so we're thanking God for the service of Dr. Pennyman. We wish her well as she goes forward into this next chapter and praying for a new superintendent and a new superintendent search. Participated in that almost 20 years ago, I think. And it was a task, arduous task. And so the search begins again. But we certainly wish her well, very proud of the work that she was able to do and against odds. Amen. Against odds. I want to also let you know that Overcoming Ministries will celebrate 25 years in service and faith and service and victory here in Columbia County and aboard on September 20th. Looking forward to that. Play for us, all right? Pray with us. We're honoring some of those who have been so consistent in lending their time and talent and treasure and helping the work and vision of Overcomer Ministries. And that is in this year's celebration in the persons of Reverend Dr. Reverend Iris Waddell, retired pastor of Paine Amy Church, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, associate minister at Paine Amy Church, and co-founders of God Belongs in Our County, together with yours truly, and bringing other churches and pastors and congregational leaders together over these several years. This year we slowed up a little bit, but praise the Lord, we are coming back on Back to Church Sunday, September 21st at the Greenport Town Park, serving the community, blessing the families, the educators, the parents with prayers, with fellowship, and with blessing bags. So look out for that information. It's on Sunday, September 21st. And then the March for Jesus comes on September 27th, the following Saturday, here in the city of Hudson, where we will lift up the name of Jesus and we will stomp out hate with every step we take. We're going to stomp out hate. Has no place. Has no place here in the heart or the mind of the people of God. It has no place or no mind anywhere where our feet trod. And so we are praying for the March for Jesus. If you know, come out and join us. There'll be signs around and flyers around, posters around, you know, all kinds of things to let you know where and when on September 27th. We do line up at the 7th Street Park and we march and pray all the way down to the Henry Hudson Park. And we have music and fellowship and food and clothing and books and things like that. So, you know, I hope you'll mark your calendars for that. As we get ready to close, I want to say happy birthday to all you August babies. Happy anniversary to all you August lovers. And if you want more information about me, Overcoming Ministries, how to connect with us, you can go to our website, www.omichurch.com, and you'll find out some more. And listen, we're asking prayers for our mayor in the city of Hudson, asking prayers for the home that was vandalized with political graffiti here in Hudson. It's just, you know, it's all you can do is what, shake your head. It's unbelievable. Somebody saw something. There was just too much work that was done. And speaking to the people who had it in their mind, you were tricked. You were tricked. And they're playing tricks in your mind. Get your mind right. There's no way in God's green earth that what was done is acceptable, is just not acceptable. Think about the trauma to the children. Think about the trauma to the community. Think about the light that it casts on the community, what it says to the people who come into the community. You're not thinking right. All right. That's stinking thinking. So we're praying that you get your mind right. We're praying for the families that are in that area who have to see that. We're praying for the family that lived there. I understand it might have been the mayor that lived in that home that came home to see that. That kind of injury to a mind, a heart, a soul, God does not approve and God will not forget. All right? You got to repent, beloved. Ask forgiveness and make it right. All right. Amen. We're getting ready to go, but let you know we are praying for you. If you're sick and you're shut in, if you're lost and you're lonely, if you're confused, if you're depressed, if you're stressed, if you're grieving, if you're bereaved, we're praying for you. I want you to know that no matter how dark the cloud may be, how gray your day, there is the sun. He's still there. The sun still shines. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. All right, hang on in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church at 10 a.m. today to lead in worship and give a word from the Lord. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. We'd love to see you. Amen. We'd love to see you. And if you come, say hello. All right. Well, we want God to bless somebody. I hope you've been blessed today. But we don't want to just get all the blessings. We want to be able to bless somebody else. How about that? If we can do it, God can do it to us and through us. So, God, hear our prayer. Bless somebody else. Bless somebody else. Bless me to bless somebody else. God bless you, beloved. Have a great day. And remember never to forget, God loves you.
Lives to bless others. It makes the world a better place.